Crap, and roll, everybody.
I'm ready.
Okay.
You ready?
Let me go live here.
We're spaced out, so you have to try. You don't have to. Actually, I'll take mine up too. I just got so used to wearing it at this point. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works Safety meeting in order at 5:04 p.m. on Tuesday, April 13th, 2021. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Henrod.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on March 23rd. Were there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the notice to proceed from Everest Excavating for the pig launch modification. Mike? Oh, Paul, sorry. I knew you were here. I just forgot. I apologize.
You had previously signed the agreement probably a little bit early, but signing it anyway. Attached to that I provided to Rosie was a copy of their certificate of insurance, which meets the requirements. There's also a payment bond, a performance bond that they provided. So the agreement is done, and we just need to sign the notice to proceed then, and I can tell Everest that they're ready to go. The notice to proceed is dated the 19th, which is a little bit longer. Usually it would be just the next day, but he's out of town for most of the rest of this week, so
gotcha.
It's not going to do a whole lot of good.
Okay. Any questions regarding the notice?
I do not.
None.
Okay. Then I will make a motion that we move forward with the notice to proceed.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I have a quick question. So this is one that's going to be part of its SRF and part of its
yes.
S-
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's about $25,000 left in the SRF account at this point.
Okay.
And then the rest will have to come from local funds. That $25,000 assumes that all of our contract is paid out of SRF funds, which it may not be. SRF, as they get to the end of it, they prioritize construction contract dollars instead of engineering dollars. So they may reject some of your future invoices for us and for ERI. And you'll just have to pay them locally, then all those funds will just flow over to the other construction contract.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay. Thanks.
All right.
I just want to say while you're here, Paul, because my guess is this may be the last time.
I will be here next week.
Okay, well, then I'm not going to say anything nice. I was going to say something nice about you, but I'm going to wait.
All right.
We got to think of it first.
Ouch.
That's okay.
All right.
I'll get that to you.
Yep, no problem.
All right, it's really.
Okay, yeah.
Thanks, Paul. Okay. Next thing is the encroachment agreement for 641 North Long Ridge. Looks like it's for a privacy fence. Utilities, have any questions about it? No. No. I appreciate that she noted that she understands that she's responsible for all the expenses if for some reason they have to go back there and repair or replace anything. So. Any questions, comments, concerns about the encroachment agreement as presented? Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Next up is the street closure permit for First Fridays for 2021. The dates are May 7th, June 4th, July 2nd, August 6th, September 3rd, and October 1st. Department heads have all signed off on it. any, I mean, it's the same as usual, right? Same as what it has been over the past couple of years. No? No, it is not.
No, it's not.
No, I believe it's later by 15 minutes.
Okay.
It's traditionally been 9 o'clock, and they're requesting 9:15.
Okay.
Just so to give the vendors
okay.
the opportunity to pack up. And get out.
Are you here on their behalf?
I am here on Leslie's
behalf.
Oh,
I apologize. Okay, I did not understand.
I am the stranger in the room on Leslie's behalf.
That's okay. You know, when we have people come in, you just never know if they're going to, you know, ream us for something or they want to talk about something or whatever. So why don't you go come on up to the microphone then, since you're here kind of on their behalf.
Okay.
And state, I just need your name and who you represent, and then if there's any questions, we can ask you.
Okay, I am Doug Clark. I represent Columbia City Connect, and Leslie had had a prior commitment and is unable to attend. She asked me to be here on her behalf, but as noted, the change is basically 15 minutes
gotcha.
At the end of the event.
Okay.
9:15 as opposed to 9 o'clock.
Well, I know a lot of people are really excited about First Fridays to come back and come up again, if you will. I know I've been watching Mike Thomas and the bands that he's been posting in preparation for that and things like that. So it's really exciting. Board of Works, do you have any questions regarding the request? Yeah. No?
No. Just glad to see it come back.
Mm-hmm. Did someone have?
We're still closing at 5, though, right?
Close at 5, open at 9:15.
And I may need to withdraw my approval. My thoughts on that with 15 minutes difference, it might.
I'm sorry about him.
Are you going to continue then to pick up the trash afterwards? And
yes.
I think, okay.
Yes.
And then you
nothing else changes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You definitely need the hand washing stations.
Mm-hmm. Mike loves those hand washing stations. So.
Okay.
No problems from anybody? Okay. I'll make a motion we approve First Fridays for 2021 as presented.
Second.
Motion and seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up is the Whitley County Chamber Spring Expo for May 21st from 6 to 9 p.m. Did we not do this already?
No.
Okay. Maybe we've just talked about it, but not had an actual formal request. Did more than just Kelly sign off on it?
Yes, they
okay.
all did. The only
oh,
one
and Chip.
That had something was Gary.
Or maybe that was Chris. That's Chris.
My concern was they wanted to close at the alley and go north. I suggest they close at Market because if you get people turn up in there and then realize it's closed, they're kind of stuck.
And I'm completely supportive of that. I'm assuming the board is as well. At the end of the day,
I mean, if they want to get in there, the vendors want to get in there and park, they can go in there and park. But I think that was their reasoning for closing at the end so people could park there.
So in the past, when we've had this kind of barricade situation at Chauncey and Van Buren, we kind of usually round it off, right? Is that the plan again? Okay.
So they can still go north on Chauncey.
Yeah, but they can't go south. Okay.
So you want it changed to...
It should go
instead of
a full block. It should be a full block all the way to Market. I agree with you on that.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
It makes a lot more sense.
I just hate to see some truck turn and realize, oh.
Well, and the other thing is you also have access to City Hall bathrooms by doing that. It makes it a lot safer. But I'm assuming that officers will still have they'll still be able to park their vehicles and stuff getting in and out of there. So... no, I think that's fine. Anything else? I'll make a motion. We approve the request for the Whitley County Chamber's Spring Expo with the noted change.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Next up are bills.
Okay. I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable vouchers dated April 13th, 2021 in the amount of $2,276,280.96.
I'll second. Further discussion. All those in favor, show with the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $223,987.53 plus overtime in the amount of $11,727.48 from the pay file ending 3/26/21.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $9,350 from the pay file ending 4/1/21 for the second quarter clothing allowance.
I'll second. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Department heads. Chip.
Nothing.
Thomas.
Several things. 105 is back in service. Brad got the engine changed. Has a little bit of power steering noise, which he thinks is a few air bubbles in there that should work their way out. So did a fantastic job. Unlike when we had a previous truck we did this on that came back and it was never right, this one came back really good. So kudos to Brad. Number two, Mike had pointed out that he had a water issue on Van Buren Street between Madison and Peabody. They're going to be taken out or basically abandoning the line on the north side, leaving us the one on the south side, which would force us to use the 12-inch main on the south side, which is a good thing, except Morse just had a fence around one of the hydrant that was there. We did go down and speak to Morse's, and they went, yeah, that's probably not a good thing. So they are going to be moving the fence for us.
Was that one that was carved out, carved around?
Yes,
okay.
Within close proximity,
yes.
Very
yeah,
close proximity to the hydrant. So they are going to be broadening that cutout area 15 feet on each side for us so we can get through there. They like the idea of it as well because they know that if they ever have an issue, that's probably the hydrant that's going to be used to service their facility. So.
True.
So it works out for all parties. So they were very, very good with us. Mike and I met with, what was his
Don't
name?
Don't ask me.
I can't remember.
I can't remember name.
Anyway, he said that within the next couple months you'd have it done, and Mike said that'd be fine because it'd probably be that at least before he got to it. So
okay.
Good news on that.
Good.
Sometimes it just pays off to go talk to people.
Good. Anything else?
That's it.
Questions? Okay. Mike.
Good.
Question to Mike. Kelly.
Nothing.
Kelly, do you want to do that Lincoln Point thing?
Lincoln Point.
Yeah, I thought you would bring it up about the...
Okay, I'll bring it up.
Okay. Thanks, Kelly. Gary.
Well, I got a few things, I guess, for Nicole. So since you won't be here at the council, I might as well update you now. So, training building. Out there, we got the water turned on, thanks to Mike, a couple times. So we got it turned on, did a lot of cleaning out, did some painting out there. It's almost ready to start training in there, so that's a good thing. Officer Baker and Officer Branicki graduated from the academy and has returned home on April 8th.
Okay.
So they're back and on the road already, so that's a good thing. However, we did send Officer Madison and Officer DeBus down to the academy on the 12th, so we lost them too. Game two, lost two. But after they're done with the grad academy, we should be full staff.
Nice.
That's a good thing. Officer Porter in a car accident, his personal vehicle. He's recovering well, so he's doing good there. Sergeant Calhoun should be back at full duty at the end of the month. He had a hand injury, so we've been out six guys for a while, so been a little struggle. Transition between Sergeant Leatherman and I has been pretty seamless. I'd like to thank him for that. Did the upgrade, so dispatch, that's police dispatch. We did a text to 911 this week upgrade, so that went pretty seamless too, so that was a good thing. Shane and Amy also had an easy transition. Shane Caudell is now the dispatch supervisor. Shift leave has been put in place and they will take effect on April 24th. So other than that, I'd just like to thank the mayor for the opportunity, and I'm excited and honored to have this chance to lead these departments. So, thank you.
Thanks, Gary. Questions, Gary? Thank you. Mike. No. Questions?
No.
Okay. Terry?
Nothing other than my, I guess one thing other than my report I sent you is Sean had a car here installed 2 blocks out of the NSF, so that was finished yesterday and working on the setup and today. Well, that's, so it's real similar to what we have here for car dealers.
Good. Questions? Thank you.
I do want to add a thing. Thanks to Terry. He came out and actually did a couple minor repairs for us out the building while I was on vacation, so I appreciate him for that.
Good. By the way, the building they're talking about is the old weight room slash concession stand building out at the out at our almost new park space. Oh, thank you. Marcia. RC.
Okay. I put a warning into your Dropbox, if you guys had looked at it, for Lincoln Point. They're getting ready to start building out there, and it's been done, but I think they just forgot with everything going on to get the approval. So I guess the sanitary sewer is done.
Yeah, there was a contractor trying to hook up water and sewer out there to a condo.
Oops.
And, well, he called first and asked
that's
if
good.
It was accepted. So we got to checking around, and Fleming never turned in the warranty form. So with Rosie and Sally's help, and did some digging around, and got them to fill out the form. And
it's going to be today, right? Yeah. Did Fleming do both sewer and water?
Right.
Okay. Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve the construction warranty time frame for Lincoln Point Section 5 with the acceptance date for the sanitary sewer mains and appurtenances, as well as the water main, fire hydrants, and other fittings, with the acceptance date beginning today, April, what day is today? It's the 13th. We just had that conversation,
yeah.
Didn't we? April 13th, 2021.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Anything else, Rosie Coyle? Prior to last week, we had an eventful time in front of City Hall. Thankfully, everything was safe. I think I sent you an update about that, but really appreciate the quick work of our officers, the county officers, the deputies that were out there. There's an individual who had a handgun that was maybe a little concerning, let's say it that way. but thanks to the work of our officers and deputies, they got it taken care of very, very quickly. I said about 30 seconds. Is that about right, give or take? So really appreciate that. Overall, of course, we had a fair amount of people that were out last week, including myself, for spring break. We did go, if you didn't, obviously, you all know this, but for the public, we did go to mask recommendation, our mask advisory, per the governor's change, if you will. I, as you can tell, I'm still wearing my mask, and recommending individuals to do that, but we are not mandating it to come into City Hall. So, yeah. Walt?
Well, Mayor, I was approached last week about a safety concern. This is a business here in town, and there was an observation made about this hazard. And so, again, thanks to Chip and Kelly, because I wasn't sure where the ownership started and ended. So they, and again, if I miss something, guys, please jump in. But you guys looked at it, you talked to the store manager, my understanding, and he acknowledged that his winter contractor, who did the snow removal, is the one that generated this. Mm. So from the city's perspective, I guess I'm just wanting to give feedback to the person of concern. Semi-trailers, their trailer tire, back tires, roll up on that, and then you got a trailer that's tilting. And you can go to, on Earl Avenue on the north end, there's two entries there, and they both really look like this. So I guess, do we send a courtesy letter or a recommendation? I mean, there's no harm. I guess what I'm saying is nobody's complaining, nobody making bad judgments, but I think we've enlightened the people who need to know.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure where we start and stop.
Yeah, well, and I guess I would add on to that. So talking about Tractor Supply property, right? I actually, a couple of days prior to me going on vacation, I also had a concerned citizen contact me generally about this whole, line. There's a lot of curbing, effectively, that has been dug up or moved or whatever. There's also a fair amount of potholes, all on private property. But I guess the question, so to your question is okay, so what can we do about that? I'm sure, to a certain extent there's a safety concern there, but I'm going to lean on our city attorney to maybe kind of help a little.
I didn't know I was going to look at something, so sorry.
No, it's okay.
I can't see it without. Okay. I think if it poses any danger, it can fall under the nuisance statute, to send a letter.
So I think it would be easy, to your point, Walt, that maybe we can have Sally send a letter to them directly to just say, hey, we've got complaints about this. It appears to potentially be a safety hazard. And there's a certain time frame, I think, that comes with that needs to be fixed.
It's in our ordinance,
yeah, and I don't know if it's a 10-day or what it is, but it may not be that short. But,
and this is something that I think it's been an annual event. But this one seems to be the worst, I guess.
Yeah.
Over the years of snow plowing, but we had a lot of snow there for a while.
Yeah. Well, and I will also say, when there was, and kind of shifting a little bit, but when there was a ton of potholes in the Taco Bell KFC parking lot, I sent a letter to them just saying, hey, people are complaining, and it was fixed for, a year maybe?
Huh.
Now they're back, but in any case, I think this is something we can definitely send a letter to and get taken care of.
So this happened from snow removal from their lot?
They have a private contractor who does their lots, and apparently that's how he left it when winter was over.
Okay.
And that's still private property, right, Kelly? Where is that now?
I think it is.
Yeah.
On the Earl Avenue side.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Those are pieces of concrete that they evidently put in there. I think what happened was there was a roll of curbs put in, and then they put landscaping in with rocks, and I think they put these pieces of concrete on the curb to hold in their.
Yeah.
Rock, and then that's just the end of it there. So
as I was looking kind of down Earl Avenue, it looked to me like the rolled curb had been kind of not paved over, but the paving had grown on top of it, so there wasn't that much of a curb. Which again, I know that's something that happens over time and stuff, or it could be the curb is sinking too. I'm not sure, but there is a lot of semi traffic that goes over that curb that goes into that parking lot. A lot of people dropping off stuff at the donation box for Goodwill or whoever it is there. So I think there's a lot of traffic that contributes not just to this, but all the way down Earl Avenue. So,
well, again, thank Chip and Kelly for helping me verify, what this was about, and appreciate Sally helping us to resolve the safety issue and as we go forward for the next many years. So.
Agreed. Agreed. Very much so. Thanks, Walt.
Yep.
Hi.
Nicole. Audience. We have nobody from the press here, and we have nothing on Facebook. So we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.